cut the ropes that hold your life patterns.
So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it fall away. Acts 27:32.
I bless you today to consider cutting the ropes that are holding your lifeboat of sinful behavior patterns and habits afloat, and let it fall away. I bless you to cut the ropes that are keeping self alive. Know that self loves to sulk, spending time in dejection and hopelessness when things don't go its way. Keep in mind that self is not self-controlled, but often surrenders to uncontrolled anger and rage when it is provoked. Take into account that self responds to its deceitful desires with patterns of overindulgence, mind reading, and forsaking its tasks whenever it is aroused.
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. 1 Peter 2:24-25.
I bless you to believe that you do not need to keep self with its deceitful desires alive. Jesus himself bore your sins on the cross so that you might die to self's sinful behavior patterns and live in the righteousness of Jesus. Allow Jesus, your shepherd and overseer, to tend to your needs and heal your wounds whenever self is aroused. Allow the righteousness of Jesus to become your reaction whenever self is provoked.
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. 1 Peter 2:1.
Therefore, I bless you to rid yourself of self, who is full of malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that your perfect Father has sent Jesus to become your righteousness in place of self. I bless you.